Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Zayin Amud Aleph. We are three lines from the top with the words of Amar Rabbi Abahu. Our learning is once again sponsored the Ilay Nishma Shulam is Bas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abahu Olam Ayatil Adam Ema Yesera Besoich Beso. A person should never put so much fear, excessive amount of fear in his household. That is not a good thing. Shari Adam Gadol Iti Ema Yesera Besoich Beso Vechilu Davar Gadol. So the Gemara says there was a big Talmud Chacham who once, everybody was so scared of him, and because of the fact that they were so scared, they gave him a achil davar gadol, literally a big thing, which is like chazer or treif. Mamash, they gave him almost, and manu Rabbi Chamri ben Gamliel, they gave him chanim gadol treif because of that. So the Gemara says, how's that possible? Achilu sagadaitach. Is it really possible that they fed him treif? Hashta behemten shel tzadikim, minakash baruch hu mevita kal yadam, tzadikim al tzman lukoshikein, that akash baruch hu does not bring, even to the animals of tzadikim, he doesn't bring a takala. There's a famous story where the Gemara in Chulin relates that the cow of Pinchas ben Yair, or Pinchas ben Yair, who, a donkey actually, I think it was a donkey, or a cow, or I think it was a donkey maybe, it refused to eat the sa'ora from which maaser had not been separated. And even the donkey was so connected to the tzaddik that it wasn't able to have tevel, things that trumas and maaser had not been taken off. So the Gemara says that even his cow, there's a, again, donkey, I remember one of the two things there, that was not eating the tevel, so then kol shekei the tzaddikim atzman, they should not have any averus. Tosfos point out that it is possible, like the Gemara has a lashon rav, I think it was Mate and Shabbos, like he did, there is a certain that couldn't happen to people make a mistake, but Tosfos point out specifically by achila, that we have a masorah that achila, at least, that never is going, because achila is something which is mitamtem es aleiv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never let Nevelas Atreifos reach it to the point where these major tzaddikim. There's a famous thing that the Klausenberger Rebbe, which is, it's like unbelievable to even think about it, that he didn't have any treifos throughout the Holocaust, which isn't, barely had any food as it is. The fact that he was able to keep kosher, again, that was for the Klausenberger Rebbe, that was his level, but an unbelievable thing that he was able to avoid eating all of those type of foods, and he didn't eat chametz on Pesach. It literally crazy. Mesiras nefesh. Ella bichul achil davar gavur. The Gemara says no. It was like about to eat this treif. What happened? Am I new? Eiver menachai. He was going to have eiver menachai. Was going to have. They were going to take off a limb that was taken off from an animal that was still alive, which is an issur d'oraisa of eiver menachai. We know it's a shiva mitzvah menach, as well as an issur d'oraisa for yidden as well. So that's a davar gadol because. So it was. Why is it considered davar gadol? So the Marshal explains, because it's something, it's so bad that even for goyim, the Shmarcha doesn't care if they eat in the velus, the treifus generally, but even for goyim, it's usher to eat Eiver Menachai, and they almost gave it to him. And Rashi points out what happened is that something happened with the meat, whatever it was, it got burnt, or what, something happened that the meat they were going to serve, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, and they were so terrified of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel that his servants went on to serve him Eiver Menachai. They were so terrified of his reaction. So then I guess maybe he realized after that he's being too harsh and he calmed down a little bit, or it's because the Gemara's pointing that out. So he learned the lesson as well. So the Gemara says, so now the Gemara continues another point about this pasuk. Of people who are continuously attacking me, as Rashi is going to point out, that's basically, so he was insulted by Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva was the one who was insulted by Geneva. Geneva was a big Talmud Chacham, but he, for whatever reason, he decided to wage a war. Sometimes we don't understand like the deeper kavanas of the wars that the tzaddikim are fighting. Here he ended up being punished, we're going to see. But he says that v'yadi l'masar l'machos, I have the ability to hand them over. I'm very close with the authorities of the government here. I could do mesira. Mesira is generally only allowed if there's mamish, somebody who's tormenting you. Mahu. So some explain that really he was only going to put him in jail for a day or two. But I saw others that said, no, he was mamish chayav misa for the way that he was treating Mar Ukva. If he was verbally tormenting, he was going out, he was going crazy against Mar Ukva. So Rabbi Elazar responded to him, sita v'kasav lei. I said, the pasuk is in Tehillim. David HaMelech is saying that I'm going to guard my ways from sinning with my mouth, with my tongue. I'm going to guard my mouth with a muzzle, so to speak, even when the rushes are before me. How do I have this muzzle in front of me? Alpha Bishra Rasha Lenegdi, meaning that even though there is this Russia fighting against me, Eshmera Lefi Machsoim, I'm going to guard my mouth with a muzzle, and I'm not going to respond to such comments. Shalach lei, commentary too. Okay, that's maybe a regular pasuk. Maruk responded, "Belazar, v'lo matzin ha'ukum lei." I can't withstand these verbal attacks anymore. It's verbal abuse. It's mamish. It's verbal abuse over here. So the Gemara says, "Shalach lei, doim la Hashem v'ischeilu lo." He said, wait silently, and the Yeshua of Hashem is going and long for the Yeshua of Hashem. It's going to happen. Pasuk in Tehillim also. Dol Hashem. So if you are sitting silently, like Vuhu Yapilam L'Chalim Chalim, he's going to make them fall. Chalal Chalal is like a dead body and a dead body, meaning they're going to fall in front of you. Hashkim Barevalin Beis. What are you supposed to do? Come Vehin Kalim Alein. If you learn Torah in the morning and late at night, they're going to disappear on their own right. So the Gemara says, what happened? And Davar Yatzim Pi Rabbi Lazar, and he started listening to him, and immediately afterwards, and there's another Geneva Vakolar. The authorities, for a different charge, put Geneva in chains, and apparently he was awaiting execution by the government. This was his major punishment for tormenting, and again, I'm sure it was pretty bad, the way he was treating Mar Okva. Now the Gemara says, what Shalchele Mar Okva, Zamram Lanalam Da Asir. Another thing with Mar Okva. How do we know that music with Manazez Asir? Rashi says this refers to music at parties. Tosos say that also not just music at parties, but listening to music in an abundant state, like listening to before you go to sleep and waking up. That's also part of the issue, Isser, of listening to music. This is all part of the idea of Zecher L'Churban. It's part of the Zecher L'Churban. Really, by the way, these are the only two sugyas, the Gemara over here in Dav Zayin, and what we have on Mem Tes in the Gemara in Sota, really the only two main sugyas that talk about listening to music is manazeh. Sirtet because of lu al tismach Yisrael gil ba'amim, that Yisrael should not rejoice like the other nations. This is a pasuk in Hosea. The Gemara is understanding that this is Asher and Gidin from celebrating their times of happiness in the manner that the goyim do it with songs. Because we're in Golis, so the Gemara says lishlach lebehacha. Why is he picking that pasuk? Bashir al loyishayin and mar shechar l'shosav. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says that in times of the Golis, that there's going to be a problem of having music. Music, they shouldn't drink wine, and old wine should be bitter for those who drink it. This is telling you not to drink wine. So the Gemara says, "Imehu avamina animila zimra demana." That would have thought that only means listening to music. Here, al depuma shamra, but listening to singing is okay. Kamashvan Rukwa is therefore informing us that all forms of music are usher. So that's the shaila. Exactly when is this applying? According to Rashi, Tosos, there's only a type of music at parties. So singing, like an a cappella, would be a problematic there. So what does it mean to have parties? So the many understand, the way the Rishonim explain it in Sota, is only if there is wine there. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch is very machmer about this, and Rav Moshe was very machmer about this as well. Rav Moshe is a little tshuva about it, and he's very machmer as well. So it's a kula, I should note that it's a famous, everyone quotes, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, because we were making on Sfira, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anywhere that it's usher to listen to music during Sfira. I believe that statement is just wrong, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to say that, because the Shulchan Aruch tells you that it's usher to listen to music all year long. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. From them until Shlita was very machir about that. I remember hearing from his son that he used to say that they used to want their chalashing to listen to music, you know, just like some Jewish music. So like on Fridays when they're helping out the house, cleaning up, etc., they wanted to listen to music. So they would take turns. And they're all, and I think what is it, like six or seven boys. So they would take turns every week, and they would make a siyum. Every week someone make a siyum on Friday morning, and then that's the heter. If it's a simchas shel mitzvah, that's why at a chasana and things of the like, we are mekel, even if there's wine, even because that is a simchas shel mitzvah, that is not part of the iser. But it should be noted, like, let's say, that's what I don't understand, like, how we give hechsherim to places like a wine bar. I don't understand what the heter is. They're playing music, and it's a form of drinking. That's mamish. Seems to be lekuli alma. That's even the mekel shita, like Rashi Tosos. They would agree that that's usher. So I don't exactly know what the heter is. I would love to hear one, but that's what seems to come out pretty clearly of the sugya and the poskim, that it would, that at least should be, at the very least, that should be usher. Maybe more than that. But also another note to Bizmana Zem. A lot of the poskim are more mekel with regards to music, because you know, we live in a door with major anxiety and depression, etc. So it's like you can't really, sometimes it's not really even for simcha, it's really more just to remove atzvos, and that's not the same thing. An excessive amount of simcha is the iser, but to just remove atzvos is a different function of the music, and that might be mutter. That's why I know even like during the 3 weeks or some mazalmas, like I think matir for different like almanas were very sad, just to lift up their spirits. That's not the part of the isher over here. Okay, let's go weiter. Amalei Ravuna Barnasan Ravashi Maidechsev Kina VeDimona VeAdAda. So another drasha that we're having over here. Now, what is it talking about being silent in the face of Rishamu in front of you? The psukim seemingly are just mentioning different towns in Shevet Yehuda and the psukim in Yehoshua. Ravashi responds, Amalei Mesivta Eretz Yisrael Kachashiv. It's listing towns Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, no, it's further. Aton Alei Adana Mesivta Eretz Yisrael Kachashiv. I know the psukim in Tanakh. That's the pasuk in Yehoshua. So I didn't just learn in yeshiva. I actually learned Tanakh. That was a stop. That was a joke. Okay. Eller Rav Gavina Mar Gizir Amar. We should all be learning Tanakh. I remember Neventhal during Beit Hazman, one of the boys asked in a Q&A with the Rebbe Tzal once, like, you know, what's Kedai to be learning during Bein HaZmanim to spend extra time with? So Rebbe Tzal is a wonderful sefer. It's like approved by God. It's called Tanakh, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. We're supposed to be learning the word of Hashem also. It was very funny. He was like, he was telling us, you know, we should be making extra efforts. Rebbe Tzal is a tremendous, besides for everything else, he's a tremendous, tremendous baki in Tanakh, in Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Obviously Torah also, but I'm saying in Tanakh, Rebbe Tzal is a huge baki in Tanakh. Anyway, weiter. So the Gemara says, Kol sheyesh lo kina al chavero v'doimim. Anybody who has anger, who has reason to be angry at his friend, but he remains silent, Shochinat osa lo din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for you a din, meaning that he is going to be judging you favorably. So the Gemara says, Amar lei ela ma'ata tziklev gedona sansana. What are we going to learn? There's other psukim. Psukim later, the town section of Yoshua. So these, what are you going to learn from these? The Gemara says, Hachanami, you're going to also have a Joshua? I'm like, yeah, you have Rabbi Be'er Gazin. If Rabbi Gavia from Be'er Gazin were here, he would have given us a drasha. Have Amar Bar Tami, he would have explained it well. Rav Acha Bar Chozer, Amar Bar Hachi, no, he explained it. Kol Mishter Shotzakas Legima Al Chavira V'Daimim. Anybody who has a Tzakas Legima, so the learner's Tziklag is learner's Tzakas Legima, and then Medamana is and he's silent. Shochin B'Sneh Yasaladin. Then the Shochin B'Sneh, because the lashon of a Sneh over there is going to be, Sansana, his lashon of sneh, is going to one who, meaning the one who showed himself in the throne, but to Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to execute the judgment on his behalf. That's what he's going to be rewarded with. And where's the Amar Ler of Rish Galusa or Ravuna? Clearly Amar Nala Dasa. Rish Galusa asked Ravuna, so he asked him a shayla, where do we know that it's usher to wear a crown for a chasan? They used to make a gold and silver crown for the chasan to wear at his wedding day. Where do we know that's aser? As a zeichel lechorban. Amar lei mid rabbanan. He says it's aser mid rabbanan. Desnan, as the Mishnah tells us in the Mishnah and Sota, we just learned before. But Pumios Shalas Panos. This is the war, the time of the war of Vespasian. It was before Titus. And then he took over becoming the emperor. And then he took over the emperor. And then his son Titus finished the job. Titus of Russia. Gazra latos chasanim. So there they already started having forms of avelus. So there, they already said that as a mark of avelus, they said that a person should not have the same level of simcha. He should not be wearing the silver crowns. Not only that, as a hemshech to that, the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that's where we have the minhag from that Gemara to put afer, to put on the ashes on the forehead of on the head of the chasan, because arosh simchasi to remember it. But eros is a special type of musical instrument, like something similar to a tambourine, that led to an excessive amount of joy, that also was asered. So that's why that was asered. So Gemara says, Adahachi kam Ravuna lapunis. Ravuna went to go to the bathroom. Amar Rav Chista, to which Rav Chista then responded. Rav Chista was a Talmud of Ravuna. He never wanted to say anything, though, because out of respect for his rabbi, he wouldn't speak. When Huva left, so Rav Chista felt that he can give his own source to that. Kruxiv, he said it's a pasuk, referring to why you can't do that. The pasuk in Yechezkel tells us, Koyamar Hashem Elokim Hasir Hamitznefet Varima Tara Zos Lozos Hashvelag Beav Hashvela Hashpil. The Kosh Baruch Hu says, remove the turban, take off the crown. It will not remain like this. And you should, the one who is high up is going to go down. The one who is down is going to go up. Echi Ma'inin Mitznefet Zetzal Tara. So the Gemara is saying, what relationship does wearing this Mitznefet, the special turban of the Kohen Gadol, what does that have to do with the crown? So the Gemara has a drasha, Elo Lamarlachav is Manshe Mitznefes Barosh Kohen Gadol, Ataris Barosh Kol Adam, that when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Mitznefes, the holy beged of the Mitznefes for the Kohen Gadol is one of his four extra begadim, so then a crown is allowed to be placed on the head of any person like a chasan. However, in Istalka Mitznefes Barosh Kohen Gadol, once the Kohen Gadol no longer is wearing his Mitznefes, because there is no Beis HaMikdash, then Istalka Atara Barosh Kol Adam, the crown also disappears from, removed, from every person. So therefore, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we no longer are allowed to wear these crowns. So it's a pasuk. Adahachi Asar of Huna returned. Ashkinu Chadav Yasra, you saw them sitting and discussing this pasuk. Amar Leir, Huna said, Ilokim Midarabanan, I Lashon HaShvu, that it's all Midarabanan. Al-Chista Shemach V'Chistin Melach. Your name is Chista, and your words are charming, they're very nice, but that's not the pshat. It's referring to the crown of a king and not to that of a chasan. So that's why you're not really correct, but you had a nice pshat. I like your pshat though. Ravina Ashkechei Lamar Baravashi, Ravina Sar Maravashi, to have a gadil klila lebarte. He was making a crown for his daughter. Amar lei, what do you mean? The pasuk we just read. Lo saver la chesim was nech verma. Tara to take off the crown. Amar lei, dumi de koin gadil begavre. Aval nashi lo. And he says, no, that when was this isher? It's only when it's similar to the koin gadil to men. But for nashi lo, for women, this isher does not apply. My zos lo zos, what is the pasuk of the hemshich of the pasuk over there? The pasuk says, "Zos lo zos hashvela hegbeah vagbeah hespiel." That this will not remain like this, and the high one is low and the low one is high. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? Zos lo zos. Darsh Rav Avira, zimne namar l'shmei de Rav Ami, v'zimne namar de Rav Asi. Sometimes he said in the name of Rav Ami, sometimes in the name of Rav Asi. B'shosh amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael heisir amitz nefet ve'rima Torah. So then when Kadosh Baruch Hu said to remove the turban and take off the crown, Amru Malchai Sharaz Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the World, Zos lo zos Yisrael shehigdivu lefanecha ben Sinai nasa nishma, coming up. Maimed Har Sinai, the day where the Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, such a holy amount of emuna and a great amount of emuna, are going to punish them. Amar Lahen, Hashem answered the Malachim, Lo zos lehen liyisrael shishpila tagva v'gbius ha-shafel v'imidu ha-tzelem v'heichal. This is the punishment that's befitting for them. Those who they demean the one who's up high, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they exalted the lowly ones like the Avodah Zarah. This is referring to the time of Menashe, who put a tzelem in the Beis HaMikdash. Terrible thing. And that led to the eventual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because Hashem was very upset about this. Darash Rabbi Avi Rai, Zimne Namar LeMishmei Rav Ami, V'Zimne Namar LeMishmei Rav Asi, Ma'adech Siv Kichom Hashem Im Shleimim V'Chein Rabim V'Chein Nagozu V'Avar V'Chule. So the pasuk says that they're united and they're like wise people. They should be taken off and they shall pass away. So literally understood, this pasuk is talking about those who are coming up against Klal Yisrael, the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Hashem is telling us that even those enemies are going to come together, they are going to be numerous, Hashem is going to thwart their plans. And Yana Delma, we just had the times of commemorating that, where the armies all around us, Mamash, an open miracle, and Klal Yisrael was able to defeat all the armies around us in Egypt and Syria, and able to take over back the parts of Eretz Yisrael, and also Shemakomos HaKadoshim, such an open, unbelievable miracle. This is Mamash Shekiyam of the Psukim in Nevuah. Rav Yirik said that if a person sees that his provisions are measured exactly, there's an additional level of interpretation here, that if a person sees that his provisions are measured exactly to what he needs, yasem en tzedakah, he should still give tzedakah though. The culture getting Shem Rubin, and obviously, if more so, if he has more than that, then he should obviously give more tzedakah. Mai v'chein negozu v'avar, what is the meaning of the next part, which says, even if they should be taken off, it shall pass away. Taner Vishmal, kol gozu min chasav osam tzedakah. If you tear off your possessions and you give them to tzedakah, nitzal medina shel gehenim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you from the judgment of gehenim. Mashlo shtei rechilas shayu orvoros b'mayim. If you have two sheep that are going through the water, achas gezuzas v'achas eina gezuzah. One is had shorted to outside, and one hadn't. So gezuzah avra, the one that passed, the one that shorted it was good. The one that didn't pass. So therefore, people go through life. All their possessions are going to come and go. But if a person gives his possessions to tzedakah, then he's going to pass through the punishment in Olam Haba. Okay, turning on to Zayin Amud Beis, v'anisicha. So the Gemara says now that I have afflicted you. This is the pasuk that's talking about that Kosh Baruch Hu is saying that he afflicts you in Nachum. The pasuk says, I've afflicted you, I will not afflict you anymore. That's a Kosh Baruch Hu telling the people of Klal Yisrael that even though they suffered from the enemies, they don't have to fear Asher anymore because he's not going to afflict them any further. So the Gemara says, Amar Marzutra, Afilu Anya Misparnes Min Astaka, Yasit Staka. This is an additional level of interpretation to the Pashas of the Pasuk, that even a poor person who receives tzedakah, you should also give tzedakah. So the Gemara says, Lo Encha Od, I will not afflict you anymore. Taner of Yosef Shuv, Ein Marin Lo, Simane Anius. This teaches us that if he does so, Akash Baruch Hu will not show him any more signs of Anias anymore. He won't be poor. Hashem will reward him that he will no longer be poor. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Huda Omer Rekim LeMizrach Rekim is outside of Eretz Yisrael, and from Akko is outside, and Akko northward is outside of Eretz Yisrael. And where it says now, Lamimma da Akko, Tzvona da Eretz Yisrael Kaima. Does Rabbi Huda mean to say that Akko is the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael? That's what it sounded like from Rabbi Huda. Reminu, but we have a steer with Rabbi Huda based on the Braisa. The Braisa says, Hayalach Ma'akko l'Kziv. A person was going from Akko to Kziv, which is more north of Akko. Mimino l'Mizrach Haderach. So if the land is on his right, meaning to the east of his, to the road, so then, Tmeya Mishomer to Amim. Then, that area is going to be considered Tame, meaning if you draw a straight line on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael and you go north, so it sounds like if you go from Akko to Kziv, anywhere on the right of you when you're traveling north, that's east of you. Anywhere that's east of you is going to be considered part of Chutz La'aretz. There's a concept called Tumas Eretz Midrabanan, and it's Aser to be in Eretz Amim because we're afraid that the Goyim had buried their dead bodies in unmarked graves. Others explain that also based on the Mabul, the Midrash tells us that the Mabul happened all over the world except for Eretz Yisrael. So there's also all over there's Tumas Eretz Amim. That Lachor only works if you hold that a mace of an Akum is Metame Ba'ol. It's Machlokas Tanaim, it's a Machlokas. It's a machlokas rishonim. It's a machlokas even shulchan aruch and shach. How to pass on halacha lemaisa. The Rambam holds that the drasha of right Adam ki yamus ba'awel Adam atemakrim Adam ve'ein akum nikra Adam. Only Yidden are called Adam, but that's a machlokas. I think that's Reb Shimon. The other Tana over there disagrees, and Tosos and others say that they are metame ba'awel. And I think the shach says you definitely should be machmir about this. Anyway, so this is that's why Eretz Amim is asur, which is a big problem for a kohen, by the way. This whole idea is mitzad tuma. So, what heter is there for a kohen to live in chutz laretz? That is not pashut at all. Shechter says if you want to go ask him, I believe he'll send you to somebody else because I think he's machmir about this. He doesn't think that kohanim should be living because there used to be a heter of kedei chayav. He says that Tosu says already that we needed to live, but that's not true anymore. Baruch Hashem, person can make a nice parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, and not necessarily as much as making before, but that's still a nice parnasa. That's definitely enough to live. So. That's why he says not to ask him, because I believe he is machmir about this. Anyway, Pturah bin Ha-Maiser bin Ha-Shvia. So they're similarly, because it's not in Eretz Yisrael, then it's also going to be Pater from the laws of Maiser, right? You don't take off Maiser. And also, you also don't have to take off, in Shvia, you don't have to work the land. You're allowed to work the land. So the Gemara says, Ad she'odilacha she'chayevah. So if you're going up this line, so you could assume that following that road, that anything on the right is going to be Eretz Amim, and anything on the left is going to be Eretz Yisrael. That is the Chazakah. Meaning what's on the left of your side, meaning which is the west of you. So that's now in the western border, which is Lechora in Eretz Yisrael. So the halacha is Torah Mishum Eretz Amim. Then it's Torah with regards to the fact that it's not Tumas Eretz Amim, and therefore Chayavas Meister Veshvius Achirda Lechashib Tura. So basically, the chazaka is that's Eretz Yisrael, and you have to assume that's Eretz Yisrael Lechumra. And until you hear beferish otherwise, that it's not. Ad heichan, at what point is this northward journey going to conclude? Ad kaziv, as far as kaziv. So after kaziv, there's no longer part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum, Aviv, Ad Lav Levo. It applies as far as Lav Levo. But we see from this brisa that Akko is not the southernmost point of Eretz Yisrael. There is more point of kaziv, which is higher than Akko. So this is the Chora against Rabbi Yehuda, which is the Akko is the northernmost border. So answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye Ritzu Anafko, that you have a narrow strip of Eretz Yisrael, which is protruding beyond the main boundary of Eretz Yisrael, extending from Akko to Gziv. So therefore, this small area, Akko is the most northern part of Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yehuda is telling us the main part of Eretz Yisrael, that's where Akko is. But after that, it goes up to Gziv, which is part of Eretz Yisrael. That's a small strip that is part of Eretz Yisrael, which is a really fascinating thing because it actually might line up with what we believe Bizman Azeh is what's called Akko. Akko is a very northern port of Eretz Yisrael, and Akko was a very big city. And if you Kziv is right near where modern day Nahariya is, from up there, that's where they believe the borders go. It's very interesting. I looked at a map to actually see this. That's Mamish very, very close. The Kziv is almost the northernmost border of Eretz Yisrael with Lebanon. So it's fascinating. We have Mamish the whole point of Eretz Yisrael proper. That in the northern border, it seems to be that's exactly where it is. But the Tana of the Breisa, he would give out such a sign to determine this strip. What's the difference? That's a Rashi explains it. Lechor is difficult. What do you mean? What's the difference? We have to know where Eretz Yisrael is. For the halachas of Trumas and Maisos and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and all these other halachas. What do you mean? That's Rashi says. The Gemara says, yeah, in Kruk, the Pasuk itself gives us a sign to know where Eretz Yisrael is. Dechsiv, Vayomiru, Inei, Chag Hashem, Bishilo, Miyamim, Yamima, Shemitzvon, Le Beisel, Mizracha, Shemesh, Le Misila, Olam, Beisel, Shchema, Uminegev, Le Levona. So that's the Pasuk in Shoftim is telling us that they said this is where the Chag Hashem is going to be this year in Shiloh, and they explain exactly where it is by defining where the borders is, north of Beis El and east of the road that goes up from Beis El to Shechem and south of Levona. We see that it's clearly giving us a clear distinction. This Pasuk is telling us that Shiloh was to the east of the road between Beis El and Shechem, and the Pasuk made use by telling us this strip of land as a narrow road as a landmark. So therefore, this narrow strip is not too insignificant to be treated independently, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda is understood, and then the next part is also Ritzu and Afka is also understood. We've answered the stira very nicely. So now the Gemara continues. We said that if a person is bringing a get from Chutz Aretz to Eretz Yisrael, he has to say Befanan Eftam, Befanan Eftam. So now the Gemara wonders, Tanachadam, maybe get Misfina. What if you're bringing the get from a boat to Eretz Yisrael? But maybe Eretz Yisrael is he the same as a? He says the first braiser says can maybe Eretz Yisrael is like he brings it from Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't need to say Befanan Eftam, Befanan Eftam. B'tana idach arva, another braisa says, k'mevi b'chutzlaretz, that it's like he brings it from chutzlaretz, and he would need to say b'fananechtam, b'fananechtam. So what exactly is the psak over here? So it says, g'mara amar Rabbi Yerbia, lokashya, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanan. The braisa, the second braisa, is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The first braisa is the sheet of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan disagree about the status of the rivers in Eretz Yisrael. Disnan, we learn in the Mishnah tells us, in Chala, that afra chutzlaretz, above esvina l'Eretz Yisrael, chayv meiser v'shvias, if a plant grew in the soil from outside of Eretz Yisrael, but was brought into the boat in the land of Eretz Yisrael, was planted and grew while it was in the boat, and the river was in Eretz Yisrael, then the halacha is chayav b'meiser v'shvias, then it's subject to halachas of meiser and shvias. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, emasai, when do we apply this halacha? Bizman, shesvina gosheshes. It applies when the boat is touching the riverbed. When the boat is touching the riverbed, the plant that was planted and grew while the boat was touching the riverbed, then it's going to be good. Aval ena svina gosheshes pater. But if the boat is not touching the riverbed, that which grows in the soil is not subject to halachas of meiser and shvias. So the first braisa, which told us that a get was written on the river in Eretz Yisrael, is treated like the one written in Eretz Yisrael. That's the sheet of the Tana Kama, that the rivers are part of Eretz Yisrael. The second braisa, which tells us the get is like in Chutz Laretz, follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that the rivers of Eretz Yisrael are not part of Eretz Yisrael, unless it's kosheshes, unless it is touching the actual ground of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Abaya, my different answer. Hava ad Rabbi Yehuda? No. Both this braisa and the other braisa are the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. You could explain them. It's better always to have them line up being the same sheet. So v'lo kasha, there's no stira between the two of them. Why not? Kan bizman she'ein hasfina gosheshes. And kan bizman she'ein gosheshes. That when, what are we talking about over here? Here, the second braisa is telling us that a get written on the river in Eretz Yisrael is treated like the one written outside Eretz Yisrael. That's a reference to a get that was written when the boat was not touching the riverbed. However, the first braisa is referring to a get that was written when the boat was touching the riverbed. That is the answer that we can give. And therefore, that would be a good answer to answer the stira. Now the Gemara says, Amar Bzeira, Atzitz Nako Munacho Gavi Asedas. What happens if you have a pot which is open and is resting on top of pegs? Banan Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Meaning, the things that grow from them, the Arshayach Tamaisus, is going to be Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, who understands that the plant on the river is not subject to the lachas of Meister and Shvias, will tell us over here, this is also this elevated plot. Pot is not subject to the lachas of shvias or meiser, but the Rabbanan, the older the plant on the river has the same status as one on the ground, they'll tell us that this open plant, which is yonic from the ground, even through the air, then that's how it's growing. So then it would be considered like something which was grown in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says that's not true. Amar Rava Dimalohi. Maybe that's not a good analysis because Adkan Lokam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam Ela Besvina. Rabbi Yehuda is saying this halacha that a plant that it has to be subject to the lachas of meiser shvias, it has to be on the ground because it's on a boat. It's typically moving. And since the boat is always moving, the plant grown is not necessarily from the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Where it comes to a pot which is not typically moving, then it doesn't necessarily be on the ground, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda could agree that it's chayav and maestros. And you could say the other way also now, the Gemara says, inami, or we can give another answer. Adkan lo kamer rabbanan hasam, ela besvina delo mafsik avira. They only said this lach with regards to a plant in a boat where no air is between them and that in the ground. So therefore, it must be dameki aris michasi. Then the rabbanan are going to hold that it's just one glob of dirt, which is part of the ground below, which is part of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why they consider it part of Eretz Yisrael. But they're abundant here. They say a plant which is elevated above the ground, and you have these plants that are growing from that. Maybe they would agree that it's not subject to lachas of Meister Shvia. So basically, we can't compare the two because we found a way to dinzach on both ends of this. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.